turn. We're going to start things off with a quick PSA, just to keep you all informed and aware and make sure that everyone's up to date on what's happening now, current information, current events. Starting off with May is National Bike Month. In the third week of May is Bike to Work Week. It's an excellent time of year to try this healthy, non-polluting way to travel. Cycling can be fun, healthy, and enjoyable, but it's important to follow the rules of the road. A motorist passing a bicycle must wait until it is safe to pass, then give adequate clearance. A cyclist should try to make it easy for a motorist to pass, but only if it is safe. When it is not safe to allow a car to pass, a cyclist should use the full lane. No matter what, watch out for distracted drivers, because they're everywhere. Cyclists have the same rights and same responsibilities as other drivers. Drive your bike like a vehicle that it is, and every week can be Bike to Work Week.
This is a message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Now we're going to be taking some calls off of the air. We are really excited. This is a new segment we're introducing. Does anyone have anything to add before we get started?
We're excited. Please give us a call if you're ready and willing. And I hear the phone going off the
ring, ring, ring,
and we have our first caller.
Hello.
Hi. Could you state your name and if you have any questions for us, please ask them.
Oh, good, you can hear me. Bob Schnelling is my name. I come from a long line of businessmen from the Northeast. You're based in the Northeast, correct?
That is correct. Tufts is located in Medford. Medford is in Boston. Boston is in...
Massachusetts.
Thank you. Sometimes I black out.
Oh, yes, thank you for that geography lesson. As I said, I'm from the Northeast, so it's a bit of a refresher for me. Well... I do have a question. As a businessman coming from a long line of businessmen.
Yes, that is me. I am a businessman coming from a long line of busy men. Busy men.
Busy men. Are you making fun of me?
No, I am not. I cannot speak.
Oh, well, anyway, back to my question. How do you keep this wonderful studio running? I've been listening to you for 18 years, actually, since my college days.
Thanks for calling in and asking. So you can donate to us at www.zamboni.com. You can hit
backslash donate.
You can hit that big donate button. It goes straight to our Venmo account, which I believe is hosted by a former editor, who we will then ask to send that money to our bank account. And then we will donate that money to WMFO Radio.
I see. It's a long line of monies. I get it as a businessman myself. Well, thank you so much for that that wonderful news there, that wonderful little lesson, and the geography lesson. Really appreciate it. I'm going to keep on listening to you for another 18 years.
Okay, and that was, I believe, Bob Schnelling from the Northeast.
Nice guy. Good businessman. Give him your business, folks. He knows what he's doing.
And please don't forget to donate to us. What are your thoughts, Zoe?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I think we actually have another call. Ring, ring, ring.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Hi, this is Zamboni Public Radio, your first and only stop. Who is this calling?
My name is Melissa Hairball, and I have a question for you.
Melissa, please ask away.
This is the radio show where if I call in and I'm the fourth caller and I ask the right question, I get those tickets, right?
Yes, that's right. Boston Bruins game next Sunday.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, so I have the question. Are you ready?
We're ready. And you're not the fourth caller, Melissa, but we're ready for you anytime.
I'm not.
Tell you what, Melissa, call back in two and, well, then maybe you'll get those tickets.
She seemed nice.
I don't know. She seemed a little bit greedy. She really wanted those tickets. Maybe we'll hear from her in two more calls.
Bring, bring, bring. We've got another caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. This is Zacharias Pinkerball. I'm calling from Newford, Massachusetts.
Well, hello there. Welcome to the show. What can we do for you tonight?
Hello. I just want to say that I loved your work very much in the past months or so. I have a granddaughter who listens to your show on the regular, and I love her very much, but I have a very hard time connecting with her over childhood things. So can you teach me a little bit about all of your generation's slang and such? I have a very hard time connecting with her over generational things, and I lost my fingers in the last war, and so I can't type into the internet. Thank you.
Absolutely, sir. What generation is your granddaughter? I should ask.
I'm of the silent generation, so that would be a couple ones later after that. I believe it's Generation Zeta, something of the sort. As I said, I'm very old and I do not have fingers.
Well, we actually have a resident, a hip, cool guy in the studio who is sitting with us right now, our very own DJ jockey, Travis. Travis, can you help us out with some cool, hip teen slang for this gentleman?
Yes, thanks.
I think I can. What's your question, sir?
Well, I'm trying. I need a term to express my love and admiration for my granddaughter, but in a cool and hip way. Can you tell me what I can say, Travis?
Oh, okay. Actually, let's see. How do you say love you to your daughter? Well, you know, I haven't really been the recipient of that one too much, but I think I can throw some at you. If you send LMAO to your child, I think she'll understand. It should mean loving my all
awesome oldest granddaughter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is.
That's wonderful. Next time her father gets custody and they take the restraining order down, I'll tell her exactly that. You're of big help.
Well. Oh, I guess he's gone now. Do we have time for two more? We have time for two more callers? Okay. I see the phone is ringing. Ring, 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 ring.
Hello.
Hi, welcome. You're on ZPR.
I got a health question. Do y'all take health questions?
Absolutely. This is Zaniel here. I have a degree in medical biology and medicinal herbs. What can I do you for?
Yeah, I don't really care for college degrees, but I think it's kind of a sham. But if I may get your advice, I got a big old bump on my foot, and it keeps letting off noxious odors and a lot of pus. And I don't really know what to do about it, but it keeps getting bigger and bigger, and my whole foot is enveloped in it right now. I think I may need emergency help.
Well, I have got some great news for you. You are our fourth caller of the night, and so you have just won tickets to the Boston Bruins. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling so good. Is there any way I could get a ticket? I'm all the way down in Louisiana, Baton Rouge. If I could, what is hockey?
Oh,
while you are in for the treat of your life, not only does these tickets include front row courtside seats to the Boston Bruins, you also get the plane!
I get the plane as well. Oh, my God.
You get to play. And you think you can play on that foot of yours?
I think I can make do, but it is getting bigger as we speak.
That's not good. Here's some medical advice. Have you ever tried Tylenol?
I was told that I'm not supposed to give my child Tylenol anymore after it causes that's, the affliction.
Well, that's true, but you crush it up into little bits of white. You add some water, make it a nice paste. Spread it on your bread like your morning butter, and there you go.
Foot. That creates a nice salve, which will help release your tension.
Make sure you do it right before the hockey game.
Could I dip it? Could I stick it in my lower gum and dip it?
Stick it and dip it, my friend.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I think that's all the advice I need. Thank you very much. I'll be at that Bruins game.
I'll send you your email, people. Be in touch with your people. Wow, he was really nice. He was a lovely guy. What a good fourth caller. Do we have time for one more call? We got time for one more call.
Well,
let's see.
Let's watch that telephone.
Ring! 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 Hello, this is Melissa.
Melissa, how are you doing today? You are on with Zamboni Public Radio.
Hi, yes, I called earlier and you said to call. Am I the fourth caller?
Melissa, I have some good news and I have some bad news. You are not the fourth caller, you're the fifth caller, and that means you get to talk to us some more. How's that sound?
Bzzz.
And folks, that was our fifth caller, Travis, back at it with some tunes.
As you please, sir.
welcome back. Unfortunately, we're supposed to have an interview with Jimmy Carter scheduled next, and we can't seem to get a hold of him. If anybody knows what he might be doing or what he's up to or why he decided to no-show on us, please email us tufszamboni@gmail.com. That is tufszamboni@gmail.com. Thank you. Zachary? Zaniel?
Yeah, thanks for getting my name the first time there. Really appreciate it. It really is sad. I had so many burning questions for Jimmy. You know, hearing from our callers earlier really inspired me. I had questions about, you know, medical procedures for foot with him. We could have given him those wonderful tickets to the Bruins game. I don't know if that guy from Louisiana is going to make it up. So, I don't know.
Yeah, we are very saddened by the loss of this caller. We are very excited to call with him, and this loss will stick with us. Please do let us know what he is doing. I heard he was recently at the corner of Irving and Clark, just miming it up. I worry about him increasingly as the days go on. Any final thoughts? I think we're reaching the end of our show.
I believe so. You know, once again, if you find Jimmy Carter, we'd love to hear from him. Our disc jockey, you know, once again, big fan of Jimmy Carter. Wanted his signature, actually. So if we can make that happen, Travis is the man. He deserves that signature. But that's all from me, Zachary, or Zoe.
Or Daniel. And that will be all from me as well. And once again, I have been Zachary, Zaniel, Zoe.
I've also been Zachary, Zaniel, Zoe.
And Zachary, Zaniel, Zoe had to unfortunately leave the studio. Trav, any final words?
You know, I'm just here to play some tunes, and I'm going to do that for a little bit more. So let me hold y'all's hand, and we'll listen to Mars. All right. I'm back. This is your DJ, Travis Franklin, and you have been listening to WMFO Medford, specifically the Zamboni Public Radio. I hope you'll join us again in 2 weeks, October 9th, to have another hour of fun, whimsy, and good music. I hope that we can get a hold on that caller again, but, you know, c'est la vie, such is life, or whatever that means. Have a good night, y'all.